This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Iti Vida Punarmilanaya. I take leave of you to meet again. This is what Prime Minister signed off when he last spoke on Mann Ki Baat. And the Prime Minister met the family of Mann Ki Baat and addressed the 111th episode of Mann Ki Baat, marking his first in this new term. He highlighted the continuity of the program despite a brief hiatus, emphasizing the ongoing positive impact of citizen-driven initiatives across India. Ashok ji, it's a pleasure to have you with Akashvani, and we would like to know from you about what the Prime Minister expressing gratitude to the people for their faith in the constitution and the democratic system of the country in the Lok Sabha elections, which he touched upon in today's Mann Ki Baat.
You're right. Prime Minister, in his last episode of Mann Ki Baat on February 25th, when it was paused due to Lok Sabha election and according to the Election Commission Model Code of Conduct, the Prime Minister had very categorically and very confidently told the listeners that he will be coming back to join Mann Ki Baat on 30th of June. Now that resolve, the Prime Minister, that he would be coming back was testimony of the confidence which the government, the people of India have reposed in him for the third consecutive term. And that is why he said today finally that day has come for which we were all waiting since February. So that means he is returned to power with the support of the blessings of the people. He was very confident, and that is exactly why he thanked the people for reposing their unbreakable trust, constitution, democratic process and the election, and thanked the not only the Election Commission of India for conducting very peaceful election, but also people of country for reposing their faith in him. So I think that itself speaks volumes of the Prime Minister's confidence in the people, and that is exactly why today we are now talking about the next episode.
Correct. The Prime Minister also mentioned 30th of June as an important day, as Hool Divas. He said that the day is associated with the courage of Veer Sidhu and Kanhu, who opposed the atrocities of the British rulers. He added that the supreme sacrifice of these sons of Jharkhand inspires people even today. Now, that is very generous and very nice of the Prime Minister to include these and to recognize the sacrifices of the people, particularly of the Jharkhand region.
Certainly, you know, because that particular event, it's united thousands of the Santhali companions, and they fought bravely with the British. And he reminded the countrymen that it happened in 1855. That was exactly 2 years before India's first war of independence in 1857. So the courage and valor of the tribal areas, PM actually keeps mentioning this particular day and all his previous Mann Ki Baat episodes if you look back. So it is a tribute to the tribal people of India. So you very rightly mentioned about it. And one thing I would like to repeat for the benefit of our listeners, that this Mann Ki Baat was started on October 3rd, 2014. And the aim was to connect with diverse segments of the Indian society, particularly women, the elderly and the youth. Now, this program is broadcast in 22 Indian languages and 29 dialects, and as well as 11 foreign languages. So that is a continuation of that effort which the Prime Minister has been making over the last 10 years. So I thought it is very important for us to remind our listeners that it is not something which is beginning today. It has been there. It is just a continuation of the earlier Mann Ki Baat episode. And as we all know, Prime Minister always mentions about the World Environment Day. And in that context, he especially mentioned about the campaign which is launched on the World Environment Day, is Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, one tree in the name of the mother. So that campaign has been very successful, and he appealed to the people from all over the world plant a tree along with their mother or in their mother's name. And he was happy to note that the people are sharing pictures of planting trees with their mothers or with their photographs or in the memory of their mother. So I think this is a good way of promoting environment as far as particularly in this monsoon season when we have one Mahotsav. I thought that also needs to be mentioned.
Certainly, you very rightly said on this Environment Day, Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam, and he appealed to people from all over the world to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name. I think it's such an emotional aspect that he touched upon. This is something that has a great potential of going viral as we move along. The Prime Minister also elaborated that during the last decade, there has been an unprecedented expansion of forest area in India. And he touched upon the Amrit Mahotsav, when more than 60,000 Amrit Sarovars have been created across the country. What's your take on that?
Certainly, and I agree with you, but I think another very significant point which the Prime Minister mentioned, that he congratulated the Akashwani family as the Sanskrit bulletin of Akashwani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. He said 50 years this bulletin has kept many people connected to Sanskrit. And Prime Minister said the Sanskrit has played a big role in the progress of ancient Indian knowledge and science. And he stressed that Sanskrit should be respected, connected with people and their daily life. In that context, he gave the example park in Bangalore. Every Sunday, children, youth and elders talk to each other in Sanskrit in the park. And this initiative called the Sanskrit Weekend was started by Samashti Buddhi through a website. So he mentioned particularly especially about it. And I think the coming festival also figured very prominently the Prime Minister Mann Ki Baat today. Like the Rath Yatra in Puri is going to start after a week, and he hoped that the blessings of Lord Jagannath always remain with the countrymen. He also mentioned about the Amarnath Yatra, Pandharpur Wari, and he keeps mentioning about the festivals which come during between two episodes of Mann Ki Baat, and that has been a very important contribution. And he said this because it is basically PM discusses India's rich culture, history, and efforts toward making India a developed country. So I thought I should make a mention of it.
Very rightly said, and what is heartening is to note that the Prime Minister also said that Sanskrit has played a big role in the progress of ancient Indian knowledge and science, and he stressed that Sanskrit should be respected and connected with people's daily life. Ashokji, I'd also like to stress upon another aspect which the Prime Minister mentioned in Mann Ki Baat. Very beautifully started off with monsoons, and he said that the monsoon season has come and can the umbrellas be left behind? Would you elaborate on that story as well?
Yeah, it was very interesting when he talked about the unique umbrellas which are made in Kerala. These umbrellas which are made, it is Karthumbi umbrella, if I pronounce correctly. And the women who in the cottage industry, they make these umbrellas as a Vattalkari cooperative farming society. And that gives employment to women, and it's also in a way part of women empowerment. And that is another example of vocal for local, because these umbrellas are popular not only in India, but even in other countries. So it was very significant reference. I think equally important was the coffee, which is produced in large quantities in the Alluri Sitarama Raju district of Andhra Pradesh. And it is, you know, around 1.5 lakh tribal families are associated with the cultivation of the Araku coffee. And he not only appreciated it, he also gave the example that once he enjoyed this coffee in the company of the Chief Minister, Mr. Chandrababu Naidu. Well, another significant thing I need to mention is the example of snow peas of Jammu and Kashmir. The first consignment of the snow peas was sent to London from Pulwama recently. And he credited Abdul Rashid Mir of Chakura village for taking the initiative of growing snow peas by integrating the land of other farmers of his village. The success has opened new doors for the prosperity of the people of Jammu and Kashmir. And in that context, I think before we forget, you know, PM keeps mentioning, you know, things which happened from the point of view of India abroad also. Like he said that the Kuwait government and national radio has started a half an hour program in Hindi every week. And this is becoming very popular. And similarly, Suriname and, you know, other Caribbean countries, they are celebrating the Indian community there, which is in large number. They celebrate the Indian Arrival Day and the Pravasi Divas, some of the Caribbean countries also. So yoga, before we forget, 10th International Yoga, the Prime Minister said, was celebrated all over the world. And he himself participated in Srinagar. Large number of women and children and, you know, old people also joined. Yoga, people never forgets to mention, making it a global event, even at the UNESCO level.
Continuation to what you have already said, I just want to add few points about the Vattalakki Cooperative Farming Society under the leadership of women, which is extremely important. The tribal community of Attapadi has displayed a wonderful example of entrepreneurship through these selling of the umbrellas. They are now preparing to open a retail outlook and a traditional cafe as well. Now, you very rightly said that the vocal for local, there couldn't be a better example than this. As regards the coffee, Mr. Modi lauded the Girijan Cooperative for playing an important role in taking Araku coffee to new heights. He said that this has enhanced the income of the farmers, benefited the Konda Dora tribal community. The Araku coffee has received many global awards, and Prime Minister was also pleased to note that the coffee was a big hit at the G20 summit, which was held in Delhi last year. Of course, he enjoyed a cup of coffee with the minister as well. You mentioned about Kuwait having a special program on its national radio in Hindi. And apart from that, Ashokji, Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the fact that Indian culture is earning glory all over the world. He mentioned Turkmenistan, and I would like you to take it forward from here on Suriname and the other two Caribbean countries.
Certainly. I think we need to mention the Prime Minister taking interest in the Indian sports achievements, and he reminded that Paris Olympic, and he wished all the Indian contingents the best of luck, and then reminded that our performance in the Tokyo Olympic was extremely good, and now we think that our boys and girls, we particularly girls, will do excellent job, and the Prime Minister also never forgets to mention the coming religious and spiritual events like Rath Yatra in Puri is going to start. And then Lord Jagannath will bless all of us, Amarnath Yatra, Pandharpur Wari, all these festivals which are coming. Then he also said that greetings ahead of the Kutch New Year, like that. So in the Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister program is basically not only to highlight but also to involve people to discuss things which enrich India's culture, cultural history and heritage, and that all these efforts are towards making India a developed country.
Very right, Ashokji, and Prime Minister has expressed delight over being able to connect with people once again and through Mann Ki Baat, and he said that Mann Ki Baat will continue to discuss India's rich culture, history and efforts towards making a developed India. On that note, we would like to thank you for being with Akashwani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on your mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.